The Arizona Mining and Mineral Museum is currently located in a building that's not far from the state capitol in downtown Phoenix. The museum boasts a unique collection of more than 3,000 gemstones, rocks, and minerals, and has exhibits that explore our state's mining history. But a new law, approved by Governor Jan Brewer, is shifting the focus and mission of the museum. Mark Dugan recently visited to find out more.
The Arizona Mining and Mineral Museum isn't hard to miss for anyone traveling around the west end of downtown Phoenix. It's the building with a 13-foot diameter tire in front of it. That tire is from a 320-ton capacity dump truck. The museum is dedicated to showcasing Arizona's mining industry. It also houses over 3,000 gemstones, minerals, and other rocks. The museum can trace its origin back almost 100 years and has hosted thousands of school field trips and other visitors. The exhibit collection also draws professional and amateur mineral collectors and rock hounds from around the world. But a new state law, conceived and signed recently by Governor Jan Brewer, is about to change the mission of the museum. The new law will transform it into the Arizona Centennial Museum. It will celebrate 100 years of statehood by spotlighting what's called Arizona's five C's: cattle, copper, cotton, citrus, and climate. Renovations are planned for the museum. We recently toured the Arizona Mining and Mineral Museum for a closer look at the collection and the museum's new copper mine diorama.
I'm Dr. Jan Rasmussen, and I'm curator of the Arizona Mining and Mineral Museum.
And Dr. Rasmussen gives a lot of tours. On the day we met, she literally squeezed us in between two tours of nearly 30 school children each. We start by asking Dr. Rasmussen how long the museum has been around in its present form.
In this location, we've been here since about 1991. Before that, it was at the State Fairgrounds. So it's been around probably for 50 or 60 years. Some of the specimens were in the World's Fair in the late 1800s. So many of the minerals are very, very well traveled.
Dr. Rasmussen takes us into a large room filled with glass cases. Minerals and rocks of all shapes and colors are displayed, along with background information on each exhibit. Many of the specimens are from Arizona, but not all of them.
About half of it's from other places in the U.S. and foreign countries. So we have a very beautiful collection of wonderful minerals. So this particular room focuses on copper mining, and we're not so much a history museum as we are a science and technology museum. Anyway, let's go upstairs and look at the diorama.
Dr. Rasmussen is particularly excited to show us a new diorama of a copper mine. The diorama is about 20 feet long and 20 feet wide. It depicts, in miniaturized scale, each process of copper mining. There's a giant cutaway mock mountain, complete with miniaturized loaders and dump trucks. There's a miniature water treatment plant, a crusher, a smelter furnace, even tailings piles. Every detail of a modern copper mine has been painstakingly recreated.
So this is a 20 by 25 foot diorama of a modern copper mine. Not any particular mine, but a representation of all of the plants and things that have to occur at a modern mine. So our diorama has almost every piece of the process. These wires going are to represent the radio signals up to a satellite, because all of the equipment is tied to a global positioning system, and all of the testing data goes to the control towers or the control room, the engineering building, so that they follow every step of the process all the way along. It's a very modern, very technologically complex kind of industry. And this was all produced by Brian Boulay, who is an engineer. He knew nothing about copper mines until I took him to about four or five copper mines, and he was so impressed with the technology that he got really inspired to do such a good job. And this was paid for by a private family foundation. This is not paid for by the state.
That's Dr. Jan Rasmussen, curator of the Arizona Mining and Mineral Museum in Phoenix. The copper mine diorama may be open to the public right now, but its future and the future of the whole museum is in question. With the new law signed by Governor Brewer, the museum will now be overseen by the Arizona Historical Society, and they plan to renovate the museum and de-emphasize the mining and mineral aspects there. Dr. Rasmussen points out that the museum's current exhibits were based after the state's science curriculum, with the idea being to cater to teachers who might not be able to teach earth science on their own. Of course, with that comes a fair amount of cheerleading for the mining industry in Arizona. Now, the Arizona Historical Society will spend about $9 million to change the museum's focus by the February 14, 2012 state centennial. The new facility will be called the Centennial Museum. I'm Mark Dugan for Arizona Spotlight.